We greet everyone this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord. Those who are here present and those who are all tuned in on live streaming, wherever you are, some in far countries, we greet you this morning.
Nalabo abathamela inkonzo kungenzeka ngeenkundla ezahlukene ngamagagaso moya nalabo abasemazweni akude siyababingelela namhlanje kuseni.
It's wonderful that we can still come together in God's building, in God's church, and hear His word.
Kuyisimanga ukuthi singakwazi ukuhlanganyela ndawonye endlini kaNkuluNkulu, ebandleni likaNkuluNkulu, sizohlala phansi silalele izwi la iNkosi.
If there's anyone here for the first time, we trust it will not be the last time that you are here.
Umekhona oqala ukufika uzohlanganyela kanye nathi, siyakholwa ukuthi angeke azagcine namhlanje, uzophinda futhi abuye.
There is, however, one family I'd like to specially welcome.
Kodwa ke ngokukhethekile kunomndeni nje engithanda ukwamukela.
And that's the family Fink, I think from Holland. From Holland. They've done huge work for us, firstly through their father, and now they are continuing the work on the farming side.
Mkhulu kumsebenzi abasenzele wona kwaqala ubaba wabo manje usaqhubeka lo msebenzi umndeni usaqhubeka nawo maqondana nezokulima.
Can I be a little bit cheeky and ask them if they could stand up? Right there on the on your left hand side. Thank you. And we thank them for what they've done, and we pray that the Lord will bless them for it.
Siyabonga kakhulu ngakho konke abasenzele khona futhi siyakholwa sikhuleke ukuthi uNkulunkulu ababusise.
And we know for every bit we put into God's work, for every work we put into God's work, God will bless them.
Futhike siyazi ukuthi iconti neconti esilifakayo emsebenzini weNkosi, wonke amandla esiwafakayo, uNkulunkulu uzosibusisa ngalokho.
Let's still pray before we continue.
Asithandazeni ke ngaphambi kokuba siqhubeke.
Lord, we thank you that you have spared us another day and that we can be together this morning.
Nkulunkulu wethu siyabonga ukuthi usasigcinile olunye usuku futhi ukuba sikwazi ukuhlanganyela ndawonye ezwini lakho.
Lord, it is our desire that you will speak to us, that you will teach us, and that you will continue to show us your ways.
Kumkhuleko wethu Nkosi ukuba ukhulume nathi, usifundise, usiqondise, usikhombise indlela yakho.
And so, Lord, we pray that you will be with us this morning, that you will bless the singing, that you will bless your word, and that you will bless everything that we will hear and see.
Siyakhuleka Nkosi ukuba ube kanye nathi namhlanje kuseni, ubusise umculo, ubusise izwi lakho, ubusise konke okuzokwenziwa nesokuzwa namhlanje kuseni.
And Lord, we pray and ask that you, through your Holy Spirit, will continue to speak to us.
Siyakhuleka Nkosi ukuba ngomoya wakho ingcwele uqhubeke ukhulume nathi.
Lord, we pray a blessing upon all those who help in your work.
Nkosi siyakhuleka sicela isibusiso, sicelela labo Nkosi abalekelelayo emsebenzini wakho.
And Lord, we pray for Reverend Stegan, all the co-workers, those who carry this work on their shoulders. Lord, we pray that you will give them the strength day by day, and that you will be with them, and that you will be close to them.
Nkosi sikhulekela ubaba umfundisi, sikhulekela nezisebenzi ezuthwele lomsebenzi wakhe emahlombe azo. Sikhulekela Nkosi ukuba ubapha amandla, bakwazi ukuqhubeka usuku nosuku bewuqhubela phambili umsebenzi wakho.
We thank you, Lord, that we can ask that of you, and we ask everything trusting in your name.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuba singakwazi ukucela lokhu futhi sicela silethembe igama lakho.
Amen.
Amen.
So this morning is an engagement service.
Manje ke namhlanje kuseni kuyinkonzo yomethembiso.
Last week we also had an engagement service.
And this
week I thought about it.
Now there
are some things in this work, in the revival, that we hear about.
I'm reminded
these days we watched the video and it explained how Baba and the co-workers, how they built a room with mud and sticks and as the building that they used in the beginning.
Ngiyakhumbula nje sike sabuka ivideo kulezi insuku lapho ubaba umfundisi nezinye zeyisebenzi ayenazo ngaleso sikhathi bakha indlu beyakha ngodaka njengoba kwakusetshenziswa ke udaka ngalezo ikhathi.
I've never experienced it. I've heard it.
Mina kangaze ngihlangabezane nalokho mathupha ngezwe nje ngakho.
But there are some things and most things that God, through His grace and mercy, reveals to us even in this day.
And
I thought of it in terms of the engagement.
That
God still shows and reveals to His children what He expects of them.
They
can correct me if I'm wrong, but no one told them, now it's time for you to get married, it's time to do it in this way, you do it like this and you do it like this.
Mhlawumbe-ke bangangisiza bangilungise uma ngikhuluma iphutha. Akekho batshelile ukuthi sekuyilesi-ke isikhathi sokuba nishade, kumele nenze ngale ndlela, nenze lokhu futhi.
But they feel convicted that God tells him to do it like this.
Kodake bazizwele bona bahlabeke enhlizweni zabo beza ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhuluma nabo ukuba benze lokhu.
And in that God confirms today that is still what he expects of us.
Uthi uNkulunkulu uyaqinisekisa lokho namhlanje ukuba yikho lokho akulindele kithi.
I don't have a problem with a person I meet in the street who feels led differently. I don't judge him. I don't condemn
him. Apologies, Dr.
Albert. I want to take your service away. But God confirms that what He expects of us. It's a confirmation that that is still what He wants. And the young people must listen carefully. And we thank the Lord that there are many other things He confirms to us day by day. This is what I expect of you. And that the standard of the revival is still the same.
And
we thank the Lord for that. So we will ask the choir to sing. And then we'll hand over to the servant of the Lord.
The choir is going to sing two songs. The first one is in Afrikaans and the second one is in Zulu, where we sing, young men and young women, they are testifying to the fact that it is the Bible, the Word of God, that has been leading them. It is through the Bible that they've received forgiveness of sin and leading and guiding in their lives. And we agree and we say, that is what we want for every day, for the walk that we walk with the Lord, that the Word of God leads us.
Bese eles Afrikaans lithi khumukani ngentokozo enkulu zizwe zonke nijabule nimbonge uNkulunkulu ngokuba kukhulu anenzele khona ngokuba uNkulunkulu mkhulu umusa wakhe mkhulu futhi umi phakathi.
Let's just pray once again. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would move in our midst. That the fire of your Holy Spirit will burn up and devour all the chaff amongst us. Please speak the truth to us. Do it fearlessly, Lord. Otherwise, we are lost and lukewarm. We pray that you would do the speaking and not man. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we go ahead with the part of the engagement, the actual part of the engagement, I would just like to read what I would like to make the theme of this message. And it comes from the book of Revelations, chapter 22. And he said to me, verse 10, chapter 22, verse 10, Revelations. And he said to me, "Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand."
Yathi kimi, ungavali ngophawu amazwi esiprofeto sale ncwadi, ngokuba isikhathi siseduze.
He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he who is holy, let him be holy still.
Ungalungile, makenze njalo, ungalungile. Nongcolileyo, makazingcolise njalo. Kepha olungileyo, makenze njalo ukulunga. Nongcwele, makazingcwelise njalo.
So could I just ask Jan Gideon Redlinghuis and Louise Pretorius to come forward for the putting on of the ring. As you see, friends, as is usual during our engagement services, I'm standing between the two. Now, why did I read this verse first? I read it because we live in a time when those who are unjust, who are filthy, are becoming more and more unjust and more filthy. When young men, before they get married, have a bachelor's party, it ends up in being a drunken feast where they talk dirty things, make dirty jokes, and it's just one filthy thing. When we look at the world around us, it's just becoming more and more filthy. Every day it gets worse. You are staggering under the filth that is being poured out upon our society. And friends, if God is not merciful to our country is going down the drains. This verse speaks about the tendencies in the last days. And it says that those who are filthy and unjust, and some translations use the word vile, the Amplified Bible uses the words vile, will become more and more vile and filthy.
nabangcolileyo abonakele ukuthi ukonakala kwabo kuyoya ngokwanda.
But here is the amazing miracle.
Kodwa nasi isimanga.
Those who are righteous will become more righteous and more holy.
Kepho olungileyo makenze njalo ukulunga nongcwele makazingcolise njalo.
And these two people standing next to me are an example of that.
Laba ababili abameduze kwami bayisibonelo saloko.
Where they get married in absolute holiness and purity.
Lapho bethembisa ngobumsulwa.
There's been no contact between them.
Kungekho ukuxhumana phakathi kwabo.
There hasn't been any sending of messages.
Kungekho ukuthumelelana ama SMS.
They have not been courting.
Bebengahlangani ndawonye lokuhlangana.
Before I came to this revival, and I saw what the Holy Spirit through the revival revealed to his children in the revival.
Ngibona ngendlela umoya ngcwele osebenza ngawo okwambula izinto kubantwana bakhe kwemvuselelo.
The highest standard of holiness that I knew outside there was not really flirting with each other, but at least just what they called courting.
It's standard to sang a pant, young answers, the way son is pezzle, Bona, Yebo, Bebena, Shelan, you got a Bebena, good sangana, Befundan, with the bazan.
Courting is where the young man's family and the young girl's family, they meet together so that the two young people that will get engaged are in the presence of everybody and the two families spend time together. There's no time for any filth or anything like that.
Yazane nabo labazothembisa babe khona lapho kodwa ke kubheki ukuthi kungabikho ukuxhumana okukhulu phakathi kwabo.
But when I got here and I saw what God was showing through the revival,
kodwa lapho ngifika la ngibona lokhu uNkulunkulu ebesifundisa khona ngemvuselelo,
to me it was as if God had been were calling people to an even purer life than ever before in the history of mankind.
Kimina ngakubona ngazuthi uNkulunkulu abantu babizela empilweni emsulwa kakhulu engakazi bekhona emlandweni womuntu.
Where there was no contact between the young man and the young girl.
Lapho kungekho khona ukuxhumana nokuncane phakathi kwensizwa nentombi.
Where each one was focused on God.
Lapho yilona lowabo injongo yakhe nomgomo wakhe okuNkulunkulu.
And listen carefully, focused on God and not focused on the person they were going to get engaged to or get married to.
Sikulelelisise kahle lokho, bebheke kuNkulunkulu, hayi ukuthi ubheke kulo wazothembisa naye, kodwa ubheke uNkulunkulu.
That is the ultimate form of holiness. And it's a sign of the time in the end times in which we live. And I want to say to these two young people, we are proud of you. Because let the world become filthier and viler still, you demonstrate to us that God calls his children to an even purer life than before.
Izwe noma lingaqhubeka ngokungcola nangokonakala, kodwa nina niyasikhombisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu abantwana bakhe ubabizela ezingeni eliphezulu.
We each one focused on God.
Lapho ilona lo ebhekise kuNkulunkulu.
And wanted to hear what God says to them about their lives.
Futhi efuna ukuzwa lokho uNkulunkulu akushoyo kuye maqondana nempilo yakhe.
And that is how they stand in front of you.
Bami kanjalo namhlanje kuseni phambi kwenu.
They stand here testifying to the fact that they have heard from God. Not testifying to the fact that they were dreaming about each other. Not testifying to the fact that they were thinking about each other. But testifying to the fact that they were focused on the living God and heard from the living God instructions to get married. This is not a man-made tradition. It is what the Holy Spirit in a live way communicated when he came down in 1966 and since then have been communicating to us. And I would like to say to Jan Gideon and to Louise. Jan Gideon, Louise, don't ever lose the standard and fall into a tradition, a lukewarm tradition. So Jan Gideon testifies that he's heard from the Lord to get married to Louise. And Louise, that she's heard from the Lord, not according to her own will, but according to what the Lord had said to her to get married to Jan Gideon. So we'll be giving the ring. And I want to say to them, carry on until the day of your marriage to stay separate and focused on the living God. Let's pray together. We thank you, Lord. Oh, how we thank you for these two young people that are boldly setting your standard to the whole world to see. That they're not embarrassed about and they're not ashamed about your standard. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue with them as they carry on with this engagement. That they will remain pure, and Lord, that they will remain holy. Until the day of marriage. And actually even after that. We thank you for this. And we pray your blessing upon their lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, what a joy, and we don't have to put on our joy. It's spontaneous. It truly comes from our hearts. But why do I make such a big thing of it at this time? It's because I fear. Oh, I fear for the time in which we live. I fear for our country. The filth that we're living in. Daily there are rumors of new corruption, more money that's been corrupted and defrauded and stolen. Daily new laws are made that are clamping down on the church and binding us so that we cannot preach the true gospel freely. We are faced with blasphemy from day to day. And the church is being bound daily virtually by more and more new laws that do not allow us to speak freely against sin. The world can speak. They can blaspheme God. But we are supposed to keep quiet. Worldly politicians can say that they use helicopters because they need to be everywhere like the Holy Spirit. Recently, Julius Malema said, "We can't wait for Jesus to come. We are Jesus." He said, "Say goodbye to the ANC. Jesus has arrived 5 years ago. That Jesus is the EFF." And on another occasion he said, "We don't need a silly cross to save our people." Meanwhile, everybody of all races see how the service provision is going backward more and more across our country. Daily we see more and more promiscuity being promoted. And friends, it's to such an extent that I think the time will be coming where we will not be able to use the Bible, all the verses from the Bible, but some verses will be cut from the Bible. How is it that we get into such a state? There are just a few examples from the Bible that I would like to use to demonstrate in the history of the nation of Israel how they got into such a godless state. Firstly, I want to go to 1 Samuel chapter 2. The first book of Samuel chapter 2. from verse 12.
Siqala evesini leshumi nambili.
Now the sons of Eli were corrupt. They did not know the Lord.
Amadodana kaEli ayengabantu ababi, ayengamazi uJehova.
And the priest's custom with people was that when any man offered a sacrifice, the priest's servant would come with a three-pronged flesh hook in his hand while the meat was boiling.
Kwakungumthetho wabapriest kubantu kuba nxa umuntu enikela ngomhlatshelo kufike inceku yompriest inyama isabila iphethe ngesandla ingwengwe emazinyo amathathu.
Then he would thrust into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot, and the priest would take for himself all that the flesh hook brought up. So they did in Shiloh to all the Israelites who came there.
Ihlabe ngayo emcengezini noma esocweni noma ebhodweni noma ekhanzini konke akwenyusayo ingwengwe umpriest wakuthatha benze njalo eshilo kubo bonke abakwaIsrayeli ababefika khona.
And then we go to verse 22.
Seseqele evesini lamashumi amabili nambili.
Remember, we're talking about how it happens that a community, that a country gets into the state where they tolerate evil and promote evil and actually go against the gospel of Christ.
Kumbula ukuba sikhuluma ngokuthi izwe kwenza kanjani ukuba ligcine seliphakamisa okubi kube yikhona ukuhamba phambili.
Verse 22, now Eli was very old, and he heard everything his sons did to all Israel, and how they lay with the women who assembled at the door of the tabernacle of meeting.
U-Eli wayesemdala kakhulu, wezwa konke amadodana akhe akwenzayo ku-Israyeli wonke, nokuthi ayelala nabesifazane ababekhonza ngasemnyango wetende lokuhlangana.
So he said to them, why do you do such things? For I fear of your evil dealings from all the people. And then, friends, just listen to this pathetic reaction to this abomination that was taking place in the temple of God. No, my sons, for it is not a good report that I hear. You make the Lord's people transgress.
Hayi madodanami, akusilo izwi elihle engilizwayo lenekwa ngabantu baka Jehova.
This is all that this old man had to say. Friends, I know this is an engagement service, but allow me to speak my heart. Here was a big abomination, and all that this, so to say, man of God, the high priest, had to say was, no, my sons, what you are doing is not good.
Naku umonakalo omkhulu ungenile ukuhlambalaza okusezingeni eliphezulu kodwa uyiswa lamadodana akushoyo nje ukuthi hayi madodana ami lokho engikuzwayo kukuhle.
It is time for the church across our country, across South Africa, all the various denominations to stand up and stand for God's standards. Otherwise, we will lose everything. And we'll end up preaching a pathetic, lukewarm gospel.
futhi mangenjalo siyogcina sesishumayela ivangeli elilulana nje elingasizi ngalutho.
And we go to church on Wednesdays or Fridays or Sundays. And we praise the Lord. But we tolerate the filth and we don't stand up against what's wrong because we're afraid to speak the truth. Friends, if you and I are afraid to speak the truth, even the little bit that we have will be taken away from us. And don't be surprised if even parts of the Bible is being taken away from you. Let me give you an example where we need to speak the truth fearlessly. Friends, if a child of God, if a preacher speaks against sin, it's not with hatred. It's with the love of God burning in his heart, wanting to snatch people from an eternity in hell. It's not because you look down on a sinner or that you despise them. It's because in love you are calling them back out to repentance. But I said, there are even certain parts of God's word that may be taken from. Read with me in Romans, the first chapter. Romans 1 from verse
18.
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness.
Verse 21,
because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools.
Verse 24.
Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature.
Okuyihlazo ngokuba abesifazane babo baguqula ukwenza kwemvelo kwaba ngokuphambene nemvelo.
Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lusts for one another, men with men committing what is shameful, and perceiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due.
Ngokunjalo nabesilisa bayeka ukwenza kwemvelo kwesifazane, basha ngokukhanukelana, abesilisa benza okuyichilo kwabesilisa bezitholela umvuzo ofanele ukuduka kwabo.
This is not what I say, this is what the holy word of the living God says.
Lokho akushiwo yimina, kushiwo izwi likaNkulunkulu elingcwele.
And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do things which are not fitting.
Njengalokho benganakanga ukumazi uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu wabanikela engqondweni yokunganaki ukwenza okungafanele.
Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, they are whisperers.
Begcwele konke ukungalungi, nokonakala, nesangabe, nobubi, begcwele umhawu, nokubulala, nokuphikisana, nenkohliso, nobuqili, nokuhleba.
Being backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents.
Beyizinyevuzi, nabazonda uNkulunkulu, nezidlova, nabazidlayo, nabazigabisayo, nabaqambi bokubi, nabangalaleli abazali.
Just listen how God's word calls a spade, fearlessly.
Awulalele ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu into libeka njengoba injalo ngaphandle kwesaba lihloniphise.
Verse 31. Undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful.
Verse lamashumi amathathu nomuvo. Nabangenangqondo, nabangathembekile, nabangenaluthando, nabangenasihawu.
Who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them.
Abathi besazi isimiso sokulunga sikaNkulunkulu sokuthi abenza okunjalo bafanele ukufa, abenzi lokho kuphela, kodwa babuye bavumelane nabakwenzayo.
Friends, how will we be able to take this as the word of God if we cut certain pieces out and we say, no, they're not the truth, they don't belong there?
Sihlobo siyokuthatha kanjani lokhu njengezwi likaNkulunkulu uma kunengxenye esiyithathayo khona sithi hayi lokhu akufanele kube la?
What has happened to the church?
Kwenzakalani ebandleni?
Have we become Eli's?
Ngabe nathi sesaba njengo Eli na?
No, my sons, what you are doing is not a good thing.
Hayi madoda nami, lokho enikwenzayo akulungile.
Friends, don't play with God.
Sihlobo, ungadlali noNkulunkulu.
The same old Eli.
Yena uEli lo mdala.
When they were at war with the Syrians.
Ngesikhathi besempini nabaseSyria.
Eli was sitting on a chair watching the battle.
UEli ehlezi esihlalweni ebukimpi.
Or waiting for news from the battle.
Noma ehlele elindele ukuzwa ukuthi kwenzakalani lempini.
Both these sons were in the battle.
Omabili amadodana ayekhona empini.
And then he got the news that Israel has been conquered.
Sasesifika indaba kuEli ezithi uIsrayeli unqotshiwe.
And his two sons had both been killed in the battle.
Wezwa futhi nokuthi amadodana akhe omabili lawa abulewe empini.
And the ark of God had been taken captive by the enemies.
Umphongolo kaNkulunkulu usuthathwe izitha.
How did the enemy get hold of the Ark of God? It was supposed to be in the temple, not on the battlefield.
Izitha zifinyelele kanjani kulomphongolo ngoba phela bekufanele ukuthi usethempelini hayi empini la kuliwa khona.
But because their lives have become useless, they try to force God to fight for them by dragging the Ark of God out of the temple onto the battlefield.
Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi iy'mpilo zabo besezi kuleli zinga eliphansi elingenasizo lwalutho bazama ukufosa ukuphoqa uNkulunkulu ukuthi abe nabo empini abalwele ngokuthatha umphongolo bahambe nawo.
How many people have taken a holy institution like the marriage, which can be compared to the Ark of God?
Bangakanani abantu abathatha isimiso esingcwele sikaNkulunkulu njengomshado esingawufanisa nomphongolo.
The Ark of God was supposed to be a symbol, a proof to Israel that God is in their midst.
Nomphongolo wesivumelwano bufana ube uphawu lokuthi uNkulunkulu phakathi kwabo.
And the Christian marriage is supposed to be a witness and a sign to society that God is in our midst.
Nomshado obuKristu ufanele ukuba njengophawu esizweni nasebantwini uthi uNkulunkulu uphakathi kwabo labo.
And so they make it cheap. Everybody, just every Tom, Dick and Harry gets married quickly.
Manje sebekwenza kube into elulana nje eshibhile nanoma bani nje uyithola isevele
shot. And marriage ends up becoming a debacle, one big joke for the world to see.
Umshado ugcine manje usuyinto nje yokuhlekisa, into esiyihlaya ebukwa yizo.
We've made marriage cheap.
Sesenze umshado wabalula.
7 days ago there was an article that came out in Marula Media.
Ensukwini esiyisikhombisa nje idlule kukhona udaba obelukwiphephandaba eMarula,
which stated more and more people choose not to get married.
Kulesi sigaba lesi lesiqeshana bekubhala ukuthi abantu abaningi sebekhetha ukuthi bangashadi.
And those who do get married don't last very long.
Laba bakhetha ubona ukuthi bashade akuthathi isikhathi esithile.
The marriages who break up, on average, how long do they last, do you think, before they break up?
Bese kimshado le uma sebeshadile egcina isiphela nje shabalala. Kuthatha isikhathi esinganani ukuthi iphele uma ungacabanga?
On average, 10 years, and it's the end of the marriage.
Kuthiwa ngokujwayelekile bahlala iminyaka eyishumi emva kwalokho sekuphelile.
The gospel have become cheap amongst us.
Ivangeli sekuba into elula nje phakathi kwethu.
So allow me to share with you what is a cheap gospel, which is the reason why we are ending up in the state we are in.
Ngivumelele ukuba nginivezele noma nginixoxele ukuthi liyini ivangeli elula, lokho sokusenza ukuthi sigcine siyithola sesikulolubisha esikulona.
A cheap gospel preaches forgiveness without the requiring repentance.
Ivangeli elula lishumayela ukuphenduka, lishumayela intethelelo kodwa engena kuphenduka.
Forgiveness without repentance, you just carry on with your life and listen, I've been saved by the Lord, the Lord has forgiven my sins, but I still carry on with my old life.
Ukuphenduka noma ukuthethelelo okungenaki ukuphenduka, umuntu avela nje ethi hayi sengithethelelwe, sengiphila impilo yami, kodwa lo muntu akaphenduki.
A cheap gospel teaches baptism without church discipline.
Leli vangeli elula lifundisa umbhaphathizo kodwa umuntu engakafundiswa eqondiswa ezimisweni zebandla.
Friends, this is a tough nut to crack.
Zihlobo lena kuyinsimbi elikhulu ukuthi ungayigoba.
Yes, I'll submit myself to God's discipline.
Yebo, ngizozifaka mina eqondisweni uNkulunkulu.
But church discipline, who are they after all to come and discipline me? They are just people like me.
Kodwa ngeke ngizifake ngaphansi kokuqondiswa
A cheap gospel preaches communion without confession. Communion without personal confession.
Ukuhlanganyela kodwa umuntu engaphendukanga avume yena izono zakhe.
A cheap gospel preaches grace without discipleship.
Leli vangeli elula lifundisa ngomusa kodwa umuntu engafundiswanga ezimisweni zokuba umfundi kaKristu.
You do not have to become a disciple. Yeah, you become a child of God, but you carry on with your own life. It teaches grace without the cross. Friends, there is no grace that doesn't start off with the cross first. There is no grace without the Lord Jesus Christ.
There
is no grace without the death of Christ on the cross and accepting it, and accepting that my sins were the reason why Christ died on the cross. So if we would preach a solid gospel, it is not to degrade or despise or look down upon anybody. It's to bring a person to the cross where he can confess his sins and receive forgiveness of sins. But a costly gospel is different than that. It is like the treasure that was hidden in the field. You know that story in the Bible of a man that discovered a treasure in the field.
And
I suppose he looked to the left and he looked to the right. Does anybody seen this?
And
then he closed the treasure. And then, in order to be able to buy that treasure, the Bible says he goes and sells all that he had.
Jan
Gideon and
Louise,
I would like to believe that you have sold everything you had. To be able to get hold of the precious gospel of Jesus Christ. He went, he sold his horses. He sold his possessions. He sold his house. And I read one commentary these days that said he even sold his wife and children. That doesn't mean that he just doesn't care for them and sells them for nothing. But it means that every Christ is more important to him than any of them. The true costly gospel is like the pearl of great price.
elibizayo.
And this is what we need in South Africa. We'll be stuck with dishonest leaders and politicians. We will be stuck with pastors that messes around with other women. Unless they've discovered this pearl of great price. And this merchant, the Bible says, goes and he sells everything he has to be able to buy this pearl of great price. Now listen carefully. If you've done it in that way, and God leads you to get married, you won't lose anything of God in the process of getting engaged and married. Because you're only doing what God has told you to do and nothing else. You're not selling or betraying your God in order to get married. No, you are maintaining that precious, precious pearl, that precious, precious treasure, while you are going through engagement and marriage.
Goba uqhubeka ubambelele kulelo pharele elibizayo, ubambelele kulelo gugu likaNkulunkulu kuso leso sikhathi usesigabeni esiyemshadweni.
How many young people have I not seen losing the fire of God the moment they get engaged or married?
And
Jan Gideon and Louise, we will be watching you to see whether God's fire continues to burn in your hearts as before. The true gospel, which is not a cheap gospel, is the kingly rule of Christ. A gospel that preaches and teaches that Christ is the king of all. And for the sake of this king, I'm willing to pluck out my right eye if my right eye makes me stumble. I don't mind how precious your cell phone is for you in your work. If it causes you to stumble, pluck that right eye out and got rid of it. What is the true gospel? It is the call of Christ, which made the disciples leave their tents and their boats to follow him. Oh, friends, have you left your boats and your nets to follow Christ because he's the King of Kings? It's only when a king calls you that you do something like that. A precious gospel, a costly gospel, is a gospel that must be sought for, sought after, again and again, continuously. Like somebody that keep knocking on the door. Knocking, asking the Lord to let him in. And he's knocking on the door that we are supposed to knock on, which is the Lord Jesus. Such a gospel is precious because it calls us to follow. And it is gracious. It calls us to follow, which means a sacrifice from our side. That's why it's costly. It costs us something. But it is a gracious gospel. It brings me in contact with God's grace. Because it calls me to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. It is costly because it costs a man his life. Where a person is willing to give his life. But it is gracious because it's the only sacrifice through which you obtain true grace, forgiveness of sins. I would like to believe and to trust that with Jan Gideon and with Louise, they've gone through this process already. It's a costly gospel because it condemns sin. That was the problem with Eli. Ach no, my sons, what you're doing is not a good thing. He did not condemn their sin completely. It's costly, but it's gracious. It's gracious because it justifies the sinner. It brings justification and forgiveness of sin. Oh, what a gospel that is. Above all, it is costly because it costed God his own Son to make it available to us. And it's gracious because God did not consider his Son too precious to die for your and my sin. Yes, it's a precious treasure. It's a pearl of great price for which you and I will have to sacrifice many things. But in the process, we receive forgiveness of our sins. Oh, for that grace. Eternal forgiveness of my sins. Tell me, dear friends, have you purchased that pearl of great price? And tell me, have you received forgiveness of your sins?
Lelo usukutholile yini ukuthethelwa kwezono na?
We know that the Philistines captured the Ark of God.
Siyazi ukuthi amaFilisti awuthatha umphongolo kaNkulunkulu.
And then they went and they put the Ark of God next to Dagon, their idol.
Basebe uthatha umphongolo wesivumelwano bawubeka eduze kwesithixo sabo uDagon.
And the next morning when they woke up, the statue of Dagon has fallen over forward on his face. In front of the Ark of God. Neck broken off, the hands broken off. You can have your idol. Young person. Marriage can be an idol for you. But don't bring that idol of yours in the presence of God and think God's blessing will be on your marriage. So the Philistines send the ark to another city. And boils broke out. How many people are stuck with marriages that are full of boils? Father and mother can't get along with each other. Parents and children can't get along with each other. It's full of boils. Why? Because you are keeping your idols while you are inviting God into your life. Then they decided, no, we've got to get rid of the Ark of God. That's now the Philistines. Because wherever the Ark of God goes, there's just curses that follows upon it. And they decided to put the Ark of God on a cart, ox cart. And they took two cattle that have never pulled in a yoke, put them in. Yoke them in and see where they walk to, where they are with the Ark of God. And sure enough, they went, they walked with the Ark of God back to Israel, back to Jerusalem. Now I want to close again with the couple that are getting engaged today. When they came to Jerusalem, King David, friends, just think of it. King David, the hero, the warrior of God that had slain Goliath, was afraid to take the Ark of God in his house. Let's go to the second book of Samuel, chapter
6.
2 Samuel, chapter
6.
David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, how can the Ark of the Lord come to me? So David would not move the Ark of the Lord with him into the city of David. But David took it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. And
And the ark of God remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months. And listen to this. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household.
Mphongolo ka Jehova hlala endlini ka Obed-Edomi umgiti izinyanga ezintathu. Silalisise lokhu. UJehova wambusisa Obed-Edomi nendlu yakhe yonke.
Young people.
Bantobash.
Jan Gideon and Louise.
Nina Jan Gideon no Louise.
Don't be afraid to take the ark of God, so to say, into your house.
Ningasabi ukuba nothatha umphongolo kaNkulunkulu.
Even if they say that the bulk of South Africans, call, when they get married, their marriages don't last. May you be like Obed-Edom. And when you get married one day, may your marriage be like Obed-Edom's house. And in this waiting period, until when you get married, may you remain holy and pure. That God's blessing will be on your lives. We thank you that you're an example to the world that we are fearless to follow God and to get married in God's way.
Verse 12,
now it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with gladness.
Kwatshelwa inkosi uDavid ukuthi uJehova obusisile indlu kaObed-Edomi nakho konke kwakhe ngenxa yomphongolo kaNkulunkulu. UDavid wahamba wenyusa umphongolo kaNkulunkulu endlini kaObed-Edomi wawuyisa emzini kaDavide ngokujabula.
This is how I've experienced today.
Ilokhu engikuzwile namhlanje.
I've experienced today as a day where young people who serve God with all their hearts, who have sold everything for Him and His kingdom, are taking a step that many people in the world are afraid to step. Actually, more and more South Africans just start to living together.
Ngoba abantu abasha basukumile bathatha isinyathelo bama benza into esatshwa abaningi ezweni lakithi esiphila kulona abanye sebevelthi bavele bahlalisana.
Inxenye inkulu yabase South Africa bayakipita nje abafuni ukushata ngoba bayabona ey umshato uyadala inkinga enkulu.
A huge portion of South Africans are just living together, fear to get married because they think marriage will cause huge problems for them.
Ngenxa lokho bayafulathela uNkulunkulu nendlela yakhe.
And by so doing, they turning their backs on God and on God's ways.
God will ababasha.
But these two young people today,
bathi ngeke,
they took a stand and say no.
Ngeke sizoqala jengis abantu bezwe bese sikipita nje.
They said we cannot do like the people of the world and just have a living in arrangement.
Sizoshada ngendlela kaNkulunkulu.
But we will marry in God's way.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu unibusise.
May God bless you.
Don't be afraid ever to follow God.
Ningesabi nakanye ukumlandela uNkulunkulu.
Thank you very much.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you, Dr. Albi, for those words. And as we said, we also thank the young people that hold the standard high.
Njengoba lokhu sekushiwe ukuba siyababonga kakhulu nabantu abasha abaphakamisa izinga beliphakamisa laphezulu.
It's an amazing thought. The ark with the Philistines were a curse.
Kuyisimanga uma uyicabanga le ndaba yomphongolo kaNkulunkulu osezweni lamaFilisti. LamaFilisti athola isiqalekiso ngalokhu.
But with another, it's a blessing. And a blessing on their lives. If we are obedient to that what God tells us and how He commands us and guides us, it will be a blessing on our lives. But if we take that what God's given us, maybe how He showed us in the past, if we live that way, if we are disobedient to that, maybe that will even be the curse on our lives. We can never turn back from that what God shown us. And if we do, we won't just be worse off. We'll be worse than the worst. So may God help us, may He be gracious to us, and may we be faithful. I'm
going
to ask Mr. Yosten if he could please close the service for us.
Close our eyes and pray. Siyabonga uNkulunkulu ngezwi lakho.
We are so thankful, our Heavenly Father.
Likhali.
It is sharp.
Finyelela enhlizweni zethu.
It is able to reach our hearts.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngicela ukuthandaza.
That Heavenly Father, we ask you to pray.
Ukuthi iNkosi usikhumbule.
That you may remember us, O Lord.
Okonakala kuningi la emhlabeni wakithi.
As we can see that things are getting worse and worse.
Satan ufuna ukudiliza yonke into nomsebenzi wakho nestandards sakho Nkosi.
The devil is planning to destroy and break down the standards of your holiness.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi phakathi kwethu uzothola amadodana namadodakazi azosukuma amisi standards sakho. Njengokuthi sikuzwile namhlanje.
We pray, Heavenly Father, that amongst us you will find sons and daughters that will lift up your standards as we have heard today.
Kodwa Nkosi, sithoba phambi kwakho njengengane zakho.
But Heavenly Father, we are humbling ourselves before you as your son.
Uyabona ukuthi umhlaba uthenjisiwe inyaka nyaka.
As you can see, Heavenly Father, that our world is full of filthiness.
And our country has been promised a dear makar.
And
Lord, we've heard what everything has been said, even by leaders in our country. But Lord, your word also says, and we want to remind ourselves of your word. That God will never be allowed Himself to be mocked. And that we bring to you this morning, Lord, as a church. You don't allow man to lift himself up to your standard. The devil tried it, it was thrown out of heaven. But lo to that man who compares himself to the Holy Son of God.
So
Lord, as your children, we lay this before thee. And be merciful to us, your church. And as we heard today, Lord, grant grace that we can speak the truth, proclaim it loud and clear to lift your standard in this world. Thank you for everything that you've done to us. Thank you for your living word. Now we pray that that word would work in our lives. And so we pray you, the love of you, our Heavenly Father, would be with us. The grace of Him who died for us on the cross, our Lord Jesus Christ, be part of us and in us. And you, Holy Spirit, your fellowship be with us, lead us in all the truth, teach us the truth, and that through your power you can work in our lives. This we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom this world belongs. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.